higher learning on the first word. I'm Michael Howard. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, FM Talk Radio, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. Today, part one of a special tribute to underground Detroit hip-hop producer J.D., a.k.a. J. Dilla.
We're going to rock them, man, because we got the fresh stuff.
What? What?
Turn it up.
What?
Turn it up. USV.
This one is hot. Sizzling.
J-A-Y. People, the time has come.
Bring the heat.
James Yancey passed away on February 10th of this year. He was 32. He'd suffered for over 3 years with an incurable blood disease, as well as being diagnosed with lupus. He leaves behind a body of work which will be loved and rediscovered for many years. His most recent album, Donuts, came out on February 7th. It was recorded while Dilla was in the hospital. Two new projects, The Shining and J Loves Japan, are completed and will be released this year. They say the good die young, and Jay was one of the best. He's worked with everyone: Common, De La Soul, The Roots, Tribe, Erykah Badu, Pete Rock, and more. His beats are subtle, distinct, soulful, and innovative. They have a real warmth to them. The hip-hop world has lost a brilliant musician and true genius of hip-hop. Let's take a look back at the career of J. Dilla. In the mid-90s, Jay got his start by doing singles and remix projects for De La Soul, The Far Side, and Busta Rhymes. And with Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest, they formed production duo The Uma, which translates to brotherhood. Here's Get a Hold.
The Deadly Venom. Start from the beginning, we always hitting, so yo, there'll be no extra innings. As I send the mic out the park like Reggie Jackson, you be the minor leaguer who sees no action.
It didn't take long for people to notice this kid from Detroit. The sound of hip hop was changing. Dilla was taking classic hip hop and reinventing it. He took this sample from a Stan Getz song and blew it up into Runnin' for The Far Side. Jay produced a bunch of tracks off of Farside's Lab Cabin, California, back in 1996. And now, 1997, and he's working with Q-Tip still. And Q-Tip had been working with Janet Jackson. And so the three of them got together for one of JD's most notable productions, the JD Revenge mix of Janet Jackson's Got Till It's Gone. At this point, Dilla becomes part of a new production crew, Philadelphia New Soul outfit, the Soulquarians. And it's here, working with Questlove, D'Angelo, James Poyser, and Erykah Badu, that Dilla develops his signature style, warm, soulful. Dilla produces three beats on Erykah Badu's Mama's Gun record from 2000. And here, Dilla tells us about how one particular song got made.
Okay, I'll tell y'all a story. Check me out. Here's a nice juicy one. Right. I'm working on the Erykah Badu album, you know. She's at the crib, like I said, she makes this tea for us, you know. But today, for whatever reason, I got a headache, crazy headache. So, you know, we're chilling upstairs. So I tell her, I'm gonna chill out for a minute. Now the beats is banging downstairs, she writing, you know, so it's all good. I'm gonna just take a little breather. Mm-mm. She comes upstairs, she fixed me some tea. You notice my voice change. She fixed me some tea. Nah, you know, she sat on the couch with me, and, you know, next thing you know, I'm getting a massage from Erykah Badu. On top of me, straddled on my couch. Nah, nothing happened, you know. It was just nice to have Erykah on my lap, and immediately after that, we made the track, Kiss Me on Monday.
I want somebody to walk up behind me and kiss me on Monday. Get free on Monday.
We're taking a look back at the career of brilliant Detroit hip-hop producer J.D., a.k.a. J. Dilla, who passed away from kidney failure on February 10th of this year. So, it's 2000, and Jay decides to get back to work on his own group, Slum Village. Him and his buddies from Detroit had put out Fantastic Volume 1 back in 1996, but it wasn't until Fantastic Volume 2 came out that the streets took notice. This was a heavily bootlegged album, and it featured some killer tracks.
And I'm here.
Time for some action. Peace to all my people, paper stacking. Asking for the S, like asking for the satisfaction of climaxing.
Jay was an MC as well. He liked to get down on the mic, but he's known primarily for his technique behind the boards, twisting spaced out synths and old soul samples into hypnotic beats. He was that good. This album is a masterpiece of hip-hop production. Questlove from The Roots noted that on this album, there's about 20 different occurrences, things that had never happened in hip-hop before. A lot of those had to do with drums. Dilla was fierce with the MPC. And here, he gets creative with James Brown.
To be play like them niggas that used to play for money and no time for acting. With me, you best believe that you won't. I'm influenced to like, you know, and then I pick up the phone, shit.
I don't know.
Be sure you're listening next week, Sunday, to Higher Learning on The First Word to hear part two of a tribute to JD. We look at Commons Like Water for Chocolate album, Jay's solo debut, Welcome to Detroit, Champion Sound with Madlib, and some one-offs with Dobry and Fortet. Clips from this program were used from the Giles Peterson Show Worldwide on BBC One. I'm Mike Howard. This is Higher Learning on The First Word.